This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Aoife O'Donovan has always been a collaborator, working with artists like cellist Yo-Yo Ma, mandolin virtuoso Chris Thiele, and country singer Alison Krauss. For years, she fronted Crooked Still, a band she helped form in 2001 at the New England Conservatory. But now, it's Aoife's turn to go it alone. Next week, she releases her debut album, Fossils, and tonight she'll perform at the Narrow Center for the Arts in Fall River. She's with us right now, live in our studio. This is her song called Red and White and Blue and Gold.
Red and white and blue and gold. I want to wait for the water to touch my toes. On the beach, the 4th of July, I want to wait for the fire to burn my eyes. Come on, sit next to me. Bury my feet. Bury my feet in the sand. There's a hole and it's 12 miles deep. Dug it with my hands. Come on, lie next to me. I'll sing you to sleep. Sing you to sleep. There's a band on the boardwalk. Too drunk to dance. Black and blue all on my face. I wanna follow you home. I wanna see your place. Wanna take you in my arms and float down a river with you. I wanna buy the farm. Let's run away. Baby, let's go. Let's go. There's a southbound train. Leave this jukebox joint behind. Come on, let's have one more. I don't wanna go. I'm not ready to go. I'm scared of the way that my heart gets sore. Wondering if you're mine. Jump in, the water's cold. It's gonna be cold, but the feeling I get when you touch my skin, it makes me bold. Come on, let's kiss in the July sun, neath the July sky. Oh, the feeling I get when you pass me by. Red and white and blue and gold. It's the 4th of July. I wanna wait for the fire to burn my eyes.
Aoife O'Donovan performing Red and White and Blue and Gold off her debut album, Fossils. Her sister Nuala O'Donovan is also here singing harmony, and Aoife performs tonight at the Narrow Center for the Arts in Fall River and tomorrow night at the Sinclair in Cambridge. And Aoife O'Donovan, welcome back to Radio Boston. And I got to say, that was so beautiful. Such a pleasure to have you back.
Oh, thank you so much, Anthony. It's great to be here.
Yeah, so tell us first of all about that song. It's just so, so pretty.
Well, I wrote that song the summer of 2011. Just had 4th of July. Decided to skip the fireworks and was feeling a little bit, you know, nostalgic and maybe a tad melancholy, and wrote that song. When I first wrote it, it was much faster and it was more upbeat. But the words, I think they're very sad. So I kind of slowed it down a little bit. I first performed that song with Nuala, actually, up in Lowell, Massachusetts. And every single time I sing it without her, it feels like it's missing something. So it's a treat that she's here.
It really is. Nuala, you added something beautiful to that song as well.
Oh, thanks so much.
Do you guys perform together a lot?
We don't, because Nuala is a college student up in Canada. And I'm, you know, in a different city every day, and I think my parents would be quite upset if I
if you were dragging her out of classes
around
every
my sister.
Day.
Yeah.
What a thrill, though, to be able to perform as sisters like this.
It's great. Nuala actually flew out to Portland, Oregon, and sang most of the harmony vocals on Fossils, on my CD that's coming out next week. So.
Well, Aoife, as I was saying earlier, you've got this history of collaboration with other musicians. What was it like to strike out on your own and be doing your own thing now?
It's been really fun. It's, you know, it's it's been a long time coming. I've thought about making a solo album, and of course I didn't do it all on my own. I enlisted several other musicians to help me out. And when I say solo, to have a kind of a solo career, I think to me it means more just playing songs that I've written myself and playing more guitar and I guess sort of being the focus and having it be my name on the marquee, which is definitely different than years I spent in a band. So it's great. I'm psyched to kind of finally be putting out the record.
I can imagine that you can that you're psyched. The last time we had you in here, you were with your band Crooked Still, and you were all terrific. And I'm wondering if there's a part of you that also misses that sort of close collaboration during the performance.
Of course, yeah. It's a really different experience. The past year, I've been touring a lot, totally by myself, just me and a guitar, opening for bands like the Milk Carton Kids and Punch Brothers. I've also been doing a trio sometimes, duo with the bassist. This month, I'm on tour with a full band, bass, drums, electric guitar, and pedal steel. So there are other musicians to kind of, you know, help me if
you're feeling lonely.
Exactly. Or if you, you know, it's kind of like you can share the highest highs and the lowest lows.
Yeah.
But of course, I miss Crooked Still. I got to see those guys. I'm going to see Greg tomorrow night. He's going to come to the Sinclair show. Saw Corey, the bass player, last night. We're all still very close friends, which is, I think, the most important thing you get out of musical collaboration is a friendship like no other.
Sure. Well, you have a seriously interesting touring schedule this summer. The Grand Ole Opry, Tanglewood, the Ottawa Jazz Festival, some spots with Garrison Keillor, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like? Like to sort of hop around from genre to genre, place to place.
It's great. I don't know if everybody would like it as much as I do. Sometimes you really forget where you are. This is this new thing that's happened to me. You know, as I'm aging, I turned 30 this year, so all these things are happening
old.
That didn't used to happen. Where I forget what city I'm in, I forget what state I'm in, I forget what season it is. But all these gigs are just so great. I feel really lucky to have all these opportunities.
Well, we're with us here is Aoife O'Donovan. She's a singer songwriter whose debut album comes out June 11th, and it's called Fossils. And Aoife, why don't you do us something else?
I'll do a tune. This is one inspired by the day I was born. I was born on a Thursday. I'm the oldest of four kids. The oldest three were all born on Thursdays. And Nuala here was born on a Monday. But Thursday's child has far to go. That's what they say. I got nothing to hide. I'm as naked as the day I was born in November. And you know what they say. Thursday's child is far to go, don't I know? I got far to go, should I leave you behind? Drive to Alaska on Saturday night. These four walls around me are keeping out the light. No one's riding shotgun, I'm driving alone. I can turn up the music and do whatever I want. When I get to the border, I put a quarter in the payphone. Oh, my tyranny's gonna crumble and so sit next to me and fumble with the buttons on my dress. What do you wanna be? I wanna be a plumber. To get down on my knees and unplug your dreams. Feeling ache in my bones every time that it rains. And when I look up at the sun in the sky, I tell time. If something is leaking, just give me a call. There's a tear on your cheek, there's a crack in the wall. I can soak up the water with the folds of my black shawl. Oh, my tyranny's gonna crumble and so sit next to me and fumble with the buttons on my dress. What do you wanna be? I wanna watch you stumble through this fertile land. In your pocket are both my hands. When we get to the other side, the northern lights and a blanket of white. Singer, so I grew my hair long. Needed a guitar slinger to push me along, to fill out my verse and my chorus with a baritone. got nothing to hide. I'm laying it out there. Take it or leave it, you can't figure it out. Thursday's shout as far to go, I'm gonna shout it. Oh, my tyranny is gonna crumble. So sit next to me and fumble with the buttons on my dress. Buttons on my on my dress.
That's Aoife O'Donovan here in our studios at Radio Boston with her sister Nuala O'Donovan on harmonies. They were singing Thursday's Child off of Aoife's debut solo album, Fossils. She's performing tonight at the Narrow Center for the Arts and tomorrow at the Sinclair in Cambridge. Aoife, again, thank you so much. How beautiful.
Thank you, Anthony.
So you say that song was inspired by your birth. What's your writing process like? How do these songs come to you?
I think I start with melody and sort of harmonic structure before words. So I think for that one, that song in particular, I remember all these early demos of that tune, which had completely different set of words and a kind of a different structure. I kind of went from this chord to this chord a couple more times before putting in this one. But then I remember it was the winter, and I was thinking about that rhyme, you know, Monday's child is fair of face, Tuesday's child full of grace, and kind of remembering this, seeing this in a nursery rhyme book, Thursday's child has far to go. It was an image of this kid with a rucksack. And I think when I was little, I was like, what does that mean? Where am I supposed to go? And I took it very seriously. And that's how that song came out. But definitely start with melody, usually before words.
And then do the words sort of follow easily? Or as some people say, writing is easy, just sort of plunge a knife in and rip open a vein. You know?
Well, I think it's both. You know, sometimes it's like that. I think Red and White and Blue and Gold, for instance, the song we opened up with, that came out kind of all at once, just in one fell swoop. I didn't do too much editing of the lyrics kind of over time, whereas Thursday's Child and some of the other tunes on the record definitely had probably, you know, 25 verses that never got used and choruses.
I understand you live in Brooklyn now.
I do.
Right in a bluegrass and folk scene that is getting really big down there. What's it like to get a little distance from Boston?
I miss Boston. You know, of course, it's not that far. It's only 3.5 hours. I think I've made it actually in 3 hours and 13 minutes. That was my record. I still got my 617 area code, my Massachusetts license plate. But
some things are hard
to
give up.
New York is great. New York is a really great place to live. I'm really enjoying being a part of the Brooklyn music scene. And like I said, Boston's only off the road.
I want to ask you a little bit. Last time when you were here, we talked to you about your super musical family. Your father is Brian O'Donovan, the host of WGBH, is a Celtic Sojourn. And your sister, as we've mentioned, Nuala, sings harmonies on the CD. What's your family's reaction been to this new album, this new collection of songs?
My parents are literally the most supportive parents on the planet.
Lucky you.
I know. I feel so lucky. They're that way with all four of their children. And they're just mad that I didn't give them an advanced copy of the CD. I was sure that I had. A bunch I was handing out at a wedding we were all at recently, and I gave some to their friends and my brother. I gave one, and my dad's like, "Yeah, we'd love to hear a copy of the record." They still don't have it.
Well, Aoife O'Donovan, it's so good to have you here, singer songwriter Aoife O'Donovan, whose debut album comes out June 11th. She's going to be performing tonight at the Narrow Center for the Arts in Fall River, tomorrow night at the Sinclair. A lot more information at RadioBoston.org. And Aoife, why don't you play us out on one last song?
Great. Here's one called Fire Engine. And again, Anthony, thank you so much for having me.
Aoife, thank you. And Nuala O'Donovan, thank you as well.
Thank you. The fanfare of the firefly didn't come as much of a surprise to you. Nothing does you know it all. You know everything. Do I know you? Am I gonna get my light from now?
And that's it for today. Radio Boston's a production of WBUR. Have a great weekend. Join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston.
It's all in vain, it's all for naught. Your name is in blue ink across my hand. Am I gonna get my love from now? I get down on the ground, put my pebbles in a mound. Gotta dig a little deeper. hide the jewels that I found among the fossils and the fables told to me by my neighbor three blocks down when you were able. Make a sound, make a sound. The sound of the fire engine, the sound of you pouring the gin. I can hear the ice, I can hear the limes, I can taste it on your lips every time. Prove false to me, bright day will turn tonight. Get down on the ground, put my pebbles in it now. Gotta dig a little deeper, hide the jewels that I found among the fossils and the fables told to me by my neighbor three blocks down when you were able. Make a sound. Look around, put your pebbles in a mound. You gotta dig a little deeper, hide the juice from your crown. You're a rare one, a fine and fair one. What's that sound? It's just a shovel breaking ground.
Thanks.
Nice job.
Thank you.